I've sent the following wire to President Truman. My heartiest congratulations to you on your election.
I'm aware of my blackness, but I don't go around and look and see whether I'm different than someone else.
Fail a lot quickly, and then eventually you'll succeed.
I worry that the person who thought up Muzak may be thinking up something else.
Leaping from branch to branch, burying nuts in acorns, teasing a backyard dog by staying just out of reach. Let's face it, squirrels are so common in Michigan, it's easy for us to take their presence for granted. But just as Holden Caulfield worried about where the ducks go in winter, we got to wondering, where do squirrels go during winter? Do they cluster up in some hibernation hole or perhaps join Michigan's snowbirds and head towards warmer locales? It's Wednesday, which means it's time to talk our state's history with our partners at the Michigan History Center. And with us today, State Archivist Mark Harvey. Welcome back, Mark.
Thank you.
The observation of squirrels, I guess, have been going on since there were humans here in this region. But do we know when the first written account was?
Well, I tried to go as far back as I could on this one. That usually leads me to looking at the Jesuit Relations. And they actually talk about squirrels and the squirrel nation or the squirrel tribe in 1651 in New France. Now, that's a little further north than we currently are, but it's in the general region of Lower Ontario. Lewis and Clark also wrote about them in 1803, swimming the Ohio River, headed south, and then we have lots of written references after that in Michigan proper.
In fact, people observed some pretty intense and huge squirrel migrations. Tell us about those.
Well, I don't know where to start, Cynthia.
That's an unusual topic.
It is.
And I mean, even the idea of, as you say, Lewis and Clark observing squirrels swimming across the river in great amounts. And so where were these chatterboxes migrating from, where to where?
There's all sorts of accounts of them. It starts with some 19th century accounts in Michigan where people relied on them as a source of food and then clothing because there were so many of them. They literally had to beat them back with clubs. There's actually a written account that farmers were forced to harvest squirrels in order to protect their crops and barns, up to killing up to 20,000 squirrels within a week.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty heavy. So for food and clothing, a very rich source for these early settlers.
Yep.
And then what about these migrations and going across the river? And even after the Mackinac Bridge opened, did I understand that the squirrels would be walking across the bridge?
Yeah. So starting in 1851, the residents of Holland, Michigan, dubbed it the year of the squirrel, quote unquote, because the squirrels were just devastating their crops and gardens in biblical proportion. And then there's accounts in 1866 in the Saginaw Valley, 1922 in decades after up at the Straits, and then 1986 on the Garden Peninsula in the UP, 2004 in Grand Haven. So you mentioned the bridge. There was a gentleman up there, a Youper named Don Densmore, that started noticing them in 1922 trying to swim north across the Straits, which is a perilous swim under the best of circumstances.
So not an entirely successful swim by these squirrels, I must imagine.
No, the swim range is around, for a squirrel, is around 2 miles. Mm. And the birds would harass him, and so maybe some made it, but most of them just drowned and washed back up on shore. And then they got wise, because in 1957, the year the bridge opened, they saw that span as a way to cross the water without swimming. And it got to be such a problem that bridge workers had to, quote-unquote, remove them, which probably usually meant shooting them off the bridge to keep them from being a traffic hazard. So it's hard enough for a motorist to cross that bridge without dodging squirrels. And I don't know, you know, it's been a while since I've been on the Labor Day bridge walk, so maybe they're inconspicuously trying to work their way into that event.
Do we know when the last big squirrel migration was in Michigan?
The last recorded one that was reported was the one in 2004 in Grand Haven, Michigan. And there was lots of confusion initially over that because people found dozens of dead squirrels floating in the Grand River and washing up on the Lake Michigan beaches. And officials thought there was a disease issue or maybe a mass poisoning, but all the lab reports came back negative and it was determined they had just drowned.
Were they trying to get away from winter? Were they trying to come back here when the weather was warm? What do we think was going on with these big migrations?
So I talked to the Michigan DNR biologist, Adam Bump, and pretty much put the question to him. And he said the word migration really needs air quotes around it, because that usually implies movement due to weather over long distances. And what, as near as they can tell, the phenomenon is pretty much the province of the gray squirrel. And the best explanation is that during food abundance, the squirrel populations increased to a point that depletes all their resources and or triggers a behavior to get them to move on to greener pastures.
Hmm. Okay. And the point that you make about gray squirrels leads me to wonder just how many types of squirrels make their home in Michigan. And the reason I'll ask this is I grew up in Oakland County in Ferndale, southern Oakland County, and all we ever had were those little like reddish orange squirrels. And my first big job out of college, 1976, I was over in Grosse Pointe and I went, look at these black squirrels. We never had them in Ferndale, but they've moved because now if you drive through Ferndale, they are there. So how many kinds of squirrels do we have?
It's a bit of a trick question because squirrels covers everything from a woodchuck to chipmunks to other types of ground squirrels to flying squirrels. Which are flying squirrels or a type of tree squirrel. So I think most people commonly, when they speak of a squirrel, they're thinking of a tree squirrel. And in Michigan, there's three main ones. The red squirrel, which you mentioned, which are a little bit smaller. Some people call them boomers because they're so loud.
Okay.
The fox squirrel and the gray squirrel.
So is the black squirrel that I saw in Grosse Pointe when I first started working, is that actually the gray squirrel?
Yeah, that is a black phase gray squirrel. And I have to tell you, whenever I correct somebody on that, no one appreciates the difference of that. And I grew up in East Lansing, and there was a very distinct pocket of them in East Lansing. And if you went a few miles to the west in Lansing, you would not see them. So I think they're just pocketed around the state with that black color factor.
There we go. So back to the original question, where do Michigan squirrels go during the winter?
Well, actually, nowhere. They don't hibernate. They just hang out eating their cache of food, trying to stay warm and not driving each other nuts.
There you go, or us as well.
Yeah.
Well, that is it. All you ever wanted to know about squirrels going nuts here in Michigan. Mark Harvey, State Archivist with the Michigan History Center. Thank you so much for biting into this nut of squirrel migration.
Thank you, Cynthia.